At an international tribunal in The Hague, the Philippines won one in the South China Sea today over fishing rights, but it could be a precedent for all of the maritime disputes in East Asia, which China has scribbled over in a dash for territorial superiority at a moment of Chinese dominance in the region. China is not happy with this decision, but apparently will live with it, according to Peter Dutton, professor of strategic studies and director of the China Maritime Studies Institute at the U.S. Naval War College.
Well, I think China has signaled that it cares a lot about this decision in the fact that it has really gone on a media blitz in an attempt to discredit it. If China really didn't care, they would probably just ignore the whole thing. Then they're trying to shape international opinion in their favor. They really are not succeeding.
And how does the resolution of this dispute relate to others in the South China Sea? This is about fishing rights, but there are many, many disputes, it seems.
Yeah, there really are. You know, I think every country in the South China Sea has now got cause to be happy, because while China had made these expansive claims over the waters of the South China Sea, they have now been categorically rejected, both in terms of any kind of historic rights there and in terms of whether the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea gives any legal right to the resources in the waters of the South China Sea. That means all the other coastal states are winners. Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Brunei, the Philippines all have made a big advance forward in their claims to the resources in the South China Sea based on today's ruling.
And that huge Pacific Rim player, the United States, which is not a signatory of this treaty, are they out in the cold? I mean, they don't have any specific claims on the South China Sea, but they're certainly, they have an interest here.
Yeah, there is an interest in the United States. Now, there's no direct impact for the United States based on this issue. We have no claims in the South China Sea, but the law has been clarified by this particular ruling. So I think, in fact, this is one of the real advancements, that this ruling has provided clarity to the law of the sea in ways that had not existed before. And so I think the United States, like all countries with maritime claims, are going to have to re-examine those claims in light of this particular ruling.
Is there a danger that this ruling is moot because of the dangers of fisheries all over the Pacific, and that the resource itself is so threatened that claims are difficult and in 10, 20 years are going to be even more difficult to reconcile?
Yeah, well, the fisheries stocks around the world, and in the South China Sea in particular, are definitely under pressure, a lot of pressure. This, frankly, this ruling could help to benefit it, because right now in the South China Sea could benefit the status of the fish. I mean, in the South China Sea right now, what you're seeing is you've got countries with overlapping claims, and there's no resolution of those claims, so that all countries are fishing rather indiscriminately. Well, once a particular coastal state has authority to regulate the fishing activities in the waters of the South China Sea, so Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines have that authority to regulate the fishing there, those regulations and that regulatory power should provide more order to the fishing and therefore give ways in which the fish stocks can be rejuvenated over time.
What does the Philippines, the victor in this particular lawsuit, take away?
A lot of people will say this is just a moral victory, but I think it's much more than that. It's true. The Philippines isn't going to be able to force China to do anything as a result of this particular decision. However, there's a real power of a decision like this that over time, not only China, but all countries are just not going to be able to ignore. And so I think what we're going to see over time is a slow movement towards the dispute resolution on the basis of this opinion in the South China Sea.
Peter Dutton, if someone in the White House called you today and said, hey there, Dutton, this decision is pretty interesting. What's the argument that comes out of this decision that would cause us to sign the Law of the Sea Treaty tomorrow? What dispute could we benefit from?
Leadership and strengthening of the Law of the Sea norms. I think those are the two most important things that we can benefit from. China has been putting a lot of pressure on the Law of the Sea and the norms that we as a country rely on. Norms that protect our interests both in resources and in freedom of navigation and in the future of places like the Arctic. So our interests are tied up in the Law of the Sea Convention. And what we've seen today is a strong statement favoring the Law of the Sea Convention.
Peter Dutton is professor of strategic studies and director of the China Maritime Studies Institute at the U.S. Naval War College. He spoke to us from just outside of Boston. Thanks so much, Professor.
You bet. Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.